welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 458. How are we all doing? Got a sneaking suspicion young Jonathan might have been in there first. Let's have a look. Oh, got to refresh. Now I've got an update error. Oh, these things are sent to dryers. Let's have a look. Oh, it was Paul. Hello, Paul. Congratulations. Way! First and only time you'll ever be first in the chat. Well, you never know. You never know. Oh, anyway. Hello, Paul. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Renee. Hello, Kim. How are we all doing? CQ, CQ, Deb. It is oppressively hot. I know. It's Wednesday. They promised thunder and lightning yesterday. Apparently, it's now going to be tomorrow. A day late and a dollar short. Oh, poor Lola. Lola's just lying here. She had a heck of a birthday, so she enjoyed a little self. Didn't you, girl? Yes, Mummy, but I can't move. One, she's stuffed with treats. And two, it's that hot. No one can move. Poor Mike. Mike's in the studio doing a webinar, which should be wrapping up just about now. And he's had to have the door closed. Now, this wouldn't be too much of an issue if he could open the windows. But, did I mention, it's the studio. There is a window, but it's got soundproofing trapped between four panels of... It's not double glazing, it's quad glazing next door. Plus acoustic curtaining, plus books lining the walls. So, think of it like a microwave oven. Yeah, poor Mike. He's going to be poorly when he comes out. Oh, so what's going on where you are? It's far too hot. Jonathan, I know. The Manchester's not built for this. There's umbrellas on every corner and things. But this weather, no. No, just not built for it. Oh, and Renee's got the air conditioning running overtime. I wish we had air conditioning. The thing is, we get weather like this. Like, I mean, the standing joke in Manchester is, when's a Manchester summer? You missed it. It was last Tuesday. But this year, no, it's obscenely warm, so I'm not enjoying it. Not one little bit am I enjoying it. Not pleased at all. But what can you do? That's what we've got. So, and some people enjoy it, but then some people aren't trying to work, are they? Some people are sunning themselves in the garden. I would not be sunning myself in the garden if I wasn't working, of course, because we're on a holiday. So I'm actually not technically working, am I? Not technically. But obviously, what am I doing? I'm working. And I'm loving it. Loving it myself. I have finally finished the video. I'll have to let Mike have a look at it first. But I have finally finished the video. Oh, Jonathan's going to love it. It's an epic, Jonathan. It's a total epic. Even if I say so myself. It's probably the longest unboxing video in unboxing video history. That's because I took the bit out of it. Out of the last show. So the whole lot is together. It's everything from order to it's sorted. With all of its cases and all of its little toys. And it's a good one. It's a good one. So it should be up later. The thing is, I've done... That was the other thing. I'm sitting there last night and I'm like, I hate video. I hate video. Did I mention I hate video? And I'm thinking, why do I not like video as much as anything else? And it's because of where all the files are. You know, if I want to take a bit out of the show last week, I've got to go and dig that out. And I was on the cusp with hard drive space. So I've got an 8 terabyte drive and it had 3 gig left. I thought, this isn't going to do. You know, this is not good. So I'll have to go through it. Anyway, I realised there were some backup files. And I thought, well, I can get rid of the backup files. If I could hook into them, if they all had part of the name, I could get rid of the backup files. So I dived in to have a look. By some miracle, it wasn't me that intended this, I'd managed to have a different hook for the ones that could actually be deleted and the backup files that I should probably leave alone until I've dealt with them. So I did how to spot thing and claim back a little bit of disk space. Brace yourselves, 660 gig. So I'm cooking with gas again now I've got some space. So mainly it was corralling the files that was the issue. Once I'd actually got all the files together and I started the edit, quite enjoyed my little self. So we've got three camera angles going at it. Oh, it was an amazing feature of technology involved in getting that far. But there you go. Ooh. So let's catch up here. 105. Oh, wow. I don't know what we are at the moment. Where's Izzy? Come on, Izzy. Izzy never went back on the board the other day. Izzy says it's 92 in the office, which is about 38, which would be about right. He's not reached the peak. I've seen him go higher. He only goes up to 50 degrees centigrade, which is about 122 Fahrenheit, I think. But I can, from personal experience, tell you he does go up a bit higher. Because we did a live session once and it went over the 120. Yeah, that was a day and a half. I was sat in a puddle by the time I'd finished. I have no desire to do that again. Oh, and it's 100 with Renee. We're slightly less than that. Video's cool. Renee loves video. For a long time, video was my main job and you love it. I think what puts me off is, unlike putting a course together, which also involves video, but that video is screen recording. That doesn't mean it's any easier. Half the time it's more difficult. You've got like two things that you've got to piece together and they're not going to piece together. And you can't just stick a bunch of flowers over and edit. It doesn't work. It doesn't work with desktop. But I've got a system for it. And I don't have a system for talking head audio or, you know, unboxing your video. I don't. I just normally do it live and be done with it. But I decided this time it was so fragmented. You know, the pencil arrived one day, the iPad arrived another, the clothes arrived another, that I thought, let's just put it together. I've had a hard drive blow as well, so that was probably to do with the heat. That happens every summer when it's hot. You know, it's just a case of which one's going to go this year, and I hate that. Especially given that the price of hard drives has skyrocketed in the last 12 months. Absolutely skyrocketed. So I'm going to have to do without that one. I am in the middle of processing a lot of data off some of the others, so hopefully I'll be able to replace it with one of those. But I've actually got the fan is like half on me and half on the equipment. But if you put your hand behind the back of the iMac, which is a good 8 inches from the wall, you know, it's got enough circulation, it's absolutely boiling. The heat is just going backwards off it. And I don't have room behind it for a fan. I could probably get one behind it at the side at a push. But I'm trying to work some magic with lights. Don't ask, it's a long story. I've got the lights, but they're not there yet. Oh, and then there was the bulb saga as well, wasn't there? Oh, it's great fun. I've been saying how hot you must be in there.
When I went in there, it was actually very cool.
Not now, though, is it?
But not now, no.
Not now you've been in there and you've been excelling on the poor computer. Definitely
like,
not.
Like a sauna.
Anyway, you'll be glad to finish. I've almost finished that video.
Oh.
Apart from the fact I've got a minute and a half at the beginning with no audio. And I could stick some music on, but we all know how Kim feels about music. I could just say a few words, or I could just leave the first 1.5 minutes with you thinking you're watching a silent movie. You will then turn up your speakers, and then at 1.5 minutes, you will be blasted into the middle of next week.
We could have a minute and a half of Meatloaf.
We could.
Or you too.
We could. Mm. I shall ponder what to do with the beginning, and then I've got to produce it. Hello, Simon. Hello, Dee. Anyway, I was telling you about the technical side of this, wasn't I? The technical side of this video is yet going to be quite complicated because it's 4K. I started trying to do desktop at 4K, which can be done, but whoa, it's a black art. But this is genuine 4K. So that's going to be great fun. I've no idea how long it'll take to process its little self. Quite some time, I should imagine. But, you know, at least you'll get it in glorious Technicolor. So I shall await to hear what you all think. I'm assuming, young Jonathan, you will dive in there. Hopefully so. We're all comparing temperatures.
Hot. What does Izzy say?
We've already done Izzy. Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, hot.
Kim did an Izzy. Did you see it?
No.
In Slack?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, Kim did a panda.
Ooh, panda. I need to go look at it. Downstairs is good for Deb, where the office used to be, but now it's on the first floor. And stairs are not really in your game plan anymore. Well, that's what I said. You know, we moved up. When Mum and Dad departed, we decided, well, you know, let's turn the house back to how it should be with the bedroom upstairs. And we've regretted that ever since. It's too hot. In fact, the bedroom is actually at the back. And apart from next door's kids screaming, what is it with girls that they have to scream at such a pitch they could break glass? And ponce around in princess outfits. But that's just a bugbear of mine. So
what's Mummy saying about print? Oh, yes, last time you tried to do that.
I am not dressing the dog up. Not after Halloween.
No.
She didn't forgive me for days. Do you know, I saw that picture earlier today. I thought, what's that picture? And I looked at it and just one of her in the outfit. Oh, she's got a scowl on her face.
Yes, what did Mummy do to you?
I just thought you'd like to dress up, Lola. And then she said, did you ever dress Mayer up? And I just sort of laughed. You could barely get a collar and leader on him. Never mind clothes. We did try booties once when he cut his foot. No, that didn't end well. We tried a husher. Guaranteed not to be able to be got off by dog.
We did put an Adobe t-shirt on him once.
We did, but we had to hold him down, didn't we? Yeah, I was a user group manager for Adobe and they sent these T-shirts and I said, I'm not being pictured wearing one. Yeah, shot like that. So I said, hang on, Mayor will do it. So Mayor put the T-shirt on, I took the picky. And we had a big Adobe cake as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was quite happy. It was like, I'll let you put me in this T-shirt, but you see that cake? That's mine. Oh, great fun. Oh, Renee's read an article about...
Don't go there.
Oh, no.
Don't go. Oh, you're too late.
Who in the right mind?
Dark web.
Urban Dictionary.
I mean, yeah, Urban Dictionary.
Do we mean it? I mean, just... No. Oh, no. Why would it help? You get freezer burn. Is that what the problem is? I'm loving all the different colours they've got. I'm reading this quickly. Oh, no. I do apologise to the rest of the world that this is a British newspaper, but I have warned you that they're... oh, dear. We need to send this to Jonathan for his mum.
You know what
those... Not that she's likely to, obviously, you know she's a doctor.
You know what those ice lollies remind me of?
Well, I couldn't possibly say.
The colours of the IMAX.
Oh, that's very true, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah.
Funny, I thought I'd seen them somewhere before. Oh, no.
I did warn you.
What the... did you see the last paragraph?
No, I've not read it.
Oh, read the last two paragraphs, Mike. Oh, no. Oh, it's not the last two paragraphs. It's just above the women's health thing. Underneath the lollies, basically. Oh, no. This one involves a vacuum cleaner. There are no words. I want to go back to 1985 when people didn't do silly things like that. Renee, that's a classic. That is going to go down as a classic. Oh. And just at that point, Simon comes in. Oh, Simon, we need Simon's take on the latest news on the bongo front, don't we? About what he called the health secretary. Oh, Renee's got air conditioning, Mike. We need air conditioning, definitely. Definitely need air conditioning. People are idiots. There are no words for people as stupid as this. Oh, dear me. No, it's not your newspaper, Renee. I am not reading that out loud. But the bit about the vacuum at the end is just like... Are these people educated in any way, shape or form?
I guess not.
They're just... And then hospitalised for it. These are the kind of people I'd like to give a bill to. Right. Simon doesn't think we need his input on that. He summarised something quite well for a change. Do you know, I can't fathom. I mean, I know it's WhatsApp, and until the security thing changed, it's end-to-end encrypted. But, you know, there's always a chance that something that you put out there like that is going to end up in the public, like it has. I honestly don't know how he's still Prime Minister. If this had been anybody else, you know, through the years, Cameron, Blair.
Yes, this is WhatsApp messages.
Yeah. Theresa May. Nobody else would still be there. But he just blusters his way through and carries on. It is unbelievable. They are so... I was going to say unpresidential, but I just mean idiots is what I mean. You know, just... Where's the kind of pride in public office? And it's just not there, is it? But if he was summarising, I mean, he was... I think in his mind, he was summarising the health secretary's input. But, you know, if he was talking about himself, that would also fit. So maybe it was. Who knows? Exactly, D. I was totally innocent in 1985, I can tell you. Yeah.
You mean you're not totally innocent now?
Well, clearly not with the Urban Dictionary chasing me around the internet. It's like something comes up and it looks innocuous and you're like, I don't actually know what that means. I'll look it up. And the first place... the first place that comes up is the Urban Dictionary. I've just seen another paragraph on this story. The very, very last one about the garlic parsley bath bombs.
Oh, yeah, I've just read that.
I mean, there was something doing the rounds. I think it could have been Facebook. And the gist of it was, you know, in years gone by, you'd get like a Haynes manual for sorting your car out. And now on the side of the battery, it'll say, don't drink the liquid in the battery, because that's how stupid people are. And they're quite right. Exactly, Lola. Exactly. She's now giving chicken a sorting too. I mean, garlic, parsley, bath bombs.
Garlic bread.
What exactly is a bath bomb? Is that one of those things that like froth up?
I think it is, yeah.
I've never had a bath bomb in my entire life. Do you remember the idiot that bought me some bathy, smelly stuff? And it was lavender. It stank like Parma violets. And if there's one smell I can't abide, it's Parma violets. And this bath stuff smelled just like it. And I'm not quite sure about the cucumber, but I'm going to leave it alone. Oh, Renee's found a useful UK to US dictionary and it's harmless this time. Dear me, what are we going to find this time? oh, I'm loving these. What the British mean. That's the thing with Britain. See, I love the with the greatest respect. As soon as somebody says with the greatest respect, you are thinking you're an idiot. Oh, I'm loving this. Quite good. A bit disappointing. Yeah, that's it. That's true. Oh, these are classic. These are spot on accurate, you know. Like, I almost agree. I don't agree at all. I have only a few minor comments. Rewrite it completely. Oh, yes, that's spot on. Yep. Internalise that, people. That is spot on. Hello, Anthony. Kim says, here, bath bombs are like bubbles in the bath. Roommate in college loved them. No, when I was a kid, Mum used to get something called soap flakes. You don't see them about much these days, but they were genuine flakes of soap that kind of made the water like quite creamy. So she would always say, like, you know, use some soap flakes, but not too many, because they would just froth up like crazy. But the other stuff came in after that, which are like all different colours and things. No, no. Some of them, I mean, you just smell like a fruit stall. How are you doing with your grapefruit?
I've not opened it yet.
Oh, no grapefruit
that
yet.
That reminds me, yeah, me lemon's finished, so I'll go and try it.
Oh, lovely. Not surprised. Been in and out the shower 3-4 times a day, it's that
hot. Not surprised.
It is evil, it is. Right. For anyone brave enough, not you, Elaine, that's too much for you. Look up pink sock on the Urban Dictionary. It's the first thing you accidentally came across. Now, you know what I'm going to do now, Dee, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
I'll wait for Mike's reaction, shall I? Do I want to know? No, I am. I'm far too innocent to want to know this. She said, tap, tap, tap. I'll keep one eye closed, maybe. What? Is that physically possible? There are no words. No, no, that's not a thing. No, it's all a lie. That doesn't happen. Oh dear, oh dear. No, I'm not going there. Oh, right. Simon says, may have told the story before, but you were at Fleet Air Museum doing the tombola, hundreds watching, hundreds of amazing Airfix models to win. You got a winning number and they went off to find it and came back with a bottle of lavender hand lotion. You were devastated. That actually caused a bit of a stink, Simon. It was either the last church summer fair or the one before that. And it was something to do with a bran tub. Do you remember the argument over the bran tub?
Yeah.
And, you know, basically, gifts went in the bran tub and you then got a ticket and you pulled out whatever. But it was like, well, these are for the men and these are for the women. And I just looked at Mike and went, this is going to kick off. You know, you can't do that. So one of them was all like women's smellies. But, you know, when the other priest, I mean, I know he's retired now, but still, you can't get rid of them. Even if they're retired, they never go away. They just become a retired priest. And they still stand in for the priest, so I don't know why the word retired is applied to them. But he always uses this term, maybe the women can do that. And he goes right through me. What am I like when he says that?
Gnashing of teeth.
Yeah, like, well, you know, maybe you can go make your own tea. And then there's some bad words said under my breath, usually. Do you know, actually, one look from me and he does toddle off and make his own tea, doesn't he? I'm not there to make tea. Maybe the women can do that. Not the ladies, you know, or maybe we could ask the lady. No, the women can do that. Then he starts quoting passages out of the Bible about, was it Mary and Martha? Yeah. I mean, just don't go near the Mary and Martha story. Leave it alone.
Or Mary and Joseph.
Oh, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey is now fine. Oh, if you did that one, I'd be absolutely fine with that. Renee does have the occasional bubble in the bath, but you're not fond of it. I don't like it when it changes colour. I like the smell of strawberry.
But see you, Simon.
Not bathing in it. Good night, Simon. Wish you hadn't looked it up, especially not if you're heading off to have dinner, just saying.
Anthony, you're very lucky. That's all I can say. His router won't let him access Urban Dictionary.
Oh, that's clever. Something to do with the certificate. I doubt he's got one. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Ah, Tony's in. Hello, Tony. Renee's far too visual. You're not missing anything, Anthony. You don't want to know. I don't think it's physically possible. If anyone wants to correct me, feel free. But no, I don't think that's physically possible. And if it is, I don't desire to know about it. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone. We all looked it up, Dee. And no, don't go, Kim. Don't. No, it's physically impossible. You'd have done medicine to some level, wouldn't you? Anatomy. I'm pretty confident it's the wrong end of the body, but I'm pretty confident it can't be done. Oh, what we need, right, is just underneath it, because it's the definition that I've looked up, you can get a mug with it on for your girlfriend or your mum. There's a thought. No, I'm not that easily disturbed, but, you know, there's something that I just don't need to know, and that was one of the things that I don't need to know, because I'm still pretty confident that it's not possible anyway. Oh, dear. Now, Deb likes cucumber bath and shower stuff. Nice light smell. Can't breathe with most of the shower or bath stuff with perfume. They do overdo it a bit, don't they? We have a brand here called Simple, and it used to be fragrance-free and... Oh, what was the other stuff? Free of, you know, no animal testing, nothing. And it wasn't that popular. You know, it was one of those things that, I mean, my mum used it. She liked the fact it had no smell to it. But it wasn't that popular until they got this marketing company involved. And all of a sudden, it's the bee's knees, this stuff. They did a series of adverts where instead of the usual stick-thin models... parading round with this stuff. They got real women to advertise it, of all shapes, colours and sizes. And these adverts took off. They were like a viral sensation. And now this stuff's amazing and they're charging all sorts. I'll tell you a good one. The other day they were talking about having shampoo made specifically for you. So you tell them about your hair. It's called Function of Beauty. Don't go looking it up yet before I reach the punchline with you. But Function of Beauty. You tell them, you know, what your hair is like and what you want to work on. So, you know, is it coloured? Is it not coloured? Is it thin? Is it a thick hair, fine, flyaway hair? You tell them what it is. And then what you want to concentrate on. Do you want to bring the wave back into it? Do you want to straighten it? All that kind of stuff. And then you get to choose not only the smell that's with it, the fragrance, but also the colour of it. So you could choose to have strawberry, but have the thing black. And I'm just shaking my head thinking, I wonder what they put in it, you know, to make black shampoo. Anyway, while I'm pondering that, I'm thinking the other thing is, it was one bottle of shampoo and one bottle of conditioner. And it was something to do with, there was a 10% off voucher because they were sponsoring this channel. And I'd seen this advert that often. I thought, I'm going to have a look how much this is. £39 plus postage for one bottle of shampoo and one bottle of conditioner. I just laughed like a drain and moved on somewhere else. I mean, it would have to be liquid gold, wouldn't it, to be worth anything like that amount. I know things aren't cheap, but this wasn't even that big a bottle. Maybe about 400 mil, something like that. Not a lot. Put it like that. Hello, Tracy. So that's pretty much what I've been doing today. I've been editing video and cursing, thinking I definitely need a folder structure for future videos. I definitely need that. Oh, and file naming conventions while we're at it. Instead of, well, there was a bit on Mike's phone and a bit on an iPad, and there was a bit on the vlogging camera, and then there was audio somewhere else, and then there was some stills that I'd got somewhere else, and. It was a nightmare. Yes, I got the email about that too. €50, it sounds even worse, Dee, at €50. I thought 40 quid was bad. It's obscene. Not really the software for me, this 50% discount. It's all the other stuff that they have in the store when you're buying the assets and things. So that'll go off as well. So if you want anything, get it before then. So what were you doing?
What was I doing? I was making pretty little charts.
Playing with pretty little charts.
Playing with Excel.
And then the dog went in the garden and she yipped herself into a bit of a frenzy, didn't she?
She didn't. She just got excited.
This is because she was playing with her new toys outside. The neighbours will calm down in the end, won't they? Oh, and amazing things happened last night, didn't they? Nearly killed myself.
Yeah.
I decided, you know, because it was about 8 o'clock, 8:30. We were going downstairs and we were sorting out Lola's cake and birthday stuff. So I said to Mike, I might as well do that hedge. That was a big mistake. A big, big mistake. I mean, it wasn't that bad in terms of being overgrown. The grass has been sorted. But the hedge wasn't that bad. But I thought, well, I could probably do with taking it back a bit anyway. It was that hot. I'd not done half of it before I literally couldn't breathe. So I said to Mike, I'll make my way along the front and I'll do the front. But the top of it's going to have to wait. Can't reach up with this and the rest of it. I think I need a bigger hedge trimmer. I think that's the answer. Or a gardener, one or the other. Do you know what's looking more appealing at the moment?
Yeah, the gardener. A gardener.
Absolutely. Excluding an asset manager, what would be my dream next affinity product? That's a really good question. I think a digital asset manager would be amazing because that was part of my problem today. But if I have to exclude that, not that I think they'll ever make anything like this, but possibly video to edit video, maybe animation. But like I said, I think they could stick that InDesigner. The only thing with like a video editor, as far as I'm concerned, is I do think there's a lot out there, very many of them completely free, and they do a really good job. So really, you'd be looking for something to extend something they've already got. An audio editor is possible, but I don't think they could beat Hindenburg. It would have to be a direct rip-off of Hindenburg. So I think I'd discount that. But I would love a way or a separate application, if that's what it took, to do the ebooks. I would like a way to do ebooks without having to wade through all of the manual stuff you have to do. Now, that wouldn't necessarily need a new app. But on the other hand, they could do that. They could give you an ebook editor, which would be pretty cool. Something that might be a separate app is if they took the approach that Adobe have with InDesign, where they have another application that's completely free called InCopy. And it's for people who are making contributions to publications, but not involved in the layout. So all of the code that's in there translates to styles within your publisher file when you've done. But it's just focusing on the text. That would be pretty cool as well. I think I'd probably go for that one. So Tracy says, you mean you can see the street now? Well, Tracy, no, never a problem. Because I'm always upstairs and they don't get that high. And at the front, I don't particularly want people to see in. And if I never see out, it's not a problem. Because even if I'm downstairs, I just flick the cameras on that are upstairs. So it's fine. It's absolutely fine. And anyway, I enjoyed the rewilding. People are not sitting on my wall, nor are they jumping into our garden to relieve themselves like they do opposite. That's why we keep these bushes. They are hideous to look after. They really are hideous to look after. The other end, which is nearer the gate, is really low. And they are ones like a holly bush. It's beautiful. It's got beautiful shades of green in it. And I love it. That's really easy to look after. But this pyracantha, the awkward one, it's because the branches within it are so thick, even the hedge trimmer's struggling to get through. So you can only really take off the stuff from the outside. But we can't afford to let them grow any higher. So it has to be done and it has to be kept down. But yeah, I don't mind if I can't see out, as long as nobody else can see in. The funny stories abound, because we're on a bush route. So you want some shears up at the windows anyway, I can assure you. Because when I was a kid and I used to go past the house on the bus, you can see in other people's houses. As clear as a bell. So I don't want people seeing the equipment and stuff. So shears at the windows are the answer. You can see through them, but they can't see in. Works well. Does everyone in the UK have a garden wall? Older houses tend to, Kim. And the more expensive the houses, the higher the walls tend to be. So if you were to go about 3 miles further south, the houses, there are huge houses that the footballers buy. And they've got gates about 12 foot tall and fences and walls to boot. But newer houses tended to be built without walls around definitely the front gardens. Less so the back gardens. There does seem to be some delineation in the back garden. But at the front, like when we moved to the village of the damned, it didn't have... It was wide open at the front. You had your garden... But there was no fences at all. First thing my mum did was put up a fence. It didn't need it, so it was quite decorative. It was like a little picket fence in white. But the rest was wide open. So I think it depends on where it is. It depends on the type of housing. But most people do have some kind of back garden. If it's smaller than that and less of a garden, it'll be called a backyard. And even then, you do have fences and walls in a backyard. So I would say probably about 90% of the country does, yes. That's a good point, Tony. A lot of people do take the walls down so they can park. That's pretty much where we are. That depends on the council. They will let you do it. But if they do, you've got to pay to have the pavement lowered. So they come round and it's not cheap either. It's about somewhere between £500 to £800. And all they do is come round and literally lower the pavement so you can get in and out without riding over it. But they will charge you for that. But the good news with that is you get less people parked outside because you cannot park where the pavement is lowered. Because by definition, the pavement is only lowered when people need access to their property. And given the two imbeciles that are parking outside ours constantly, I'm contemplating doing just that, just to annoy them.
So we've got pink grapefruit scented shower gel.
You're talking to the side of that microphone.
We've got pink grapefruit scented basil and pink grapefruit scented shower gel.
Basil.
And blended with minerals, lemongrass and mandarin scent.
You're gonna smell like a Chinese meal. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Just go a Chinese meal.
Me too.
Which one are you going to have? Or are you just going to mix the lot together and be done? You better not. There'll be some chemical reaction. Why don't you just get something normal that smells like shampoo?
I did, but they sent me this instead. It was a substitution.
That's your first mistake. I put an order in last night and there was quite a few different items. Oh, this one's funny, actually, isn't it? I said no substitutions. So fair enough, when they started packing, I didn't get any pings with substitutions. No problem, thinks I. It arrives. So I says to Mike, there's two rolls of bin bags in there. Can you give them to me? And this is because the bin bags that we buy, that are tried, tested, and we know the size of, come from Lidl. Lidl don't deliver. So I then had to start looking up bin bags. So I orders two of the same size, 15 litres. One was like a black grey colour and the other one was a transparent one. And I thought, I'll just see which ones tie better and that's the ones we'll get. So Mike brings in the bin bags. I puts them down. The dark one, 15 litres, 20 bags. I thought, fine. I looked at the next one and I said to Mike, for the love of all that's sacred, you had one job. And he said, what,
not me?
No, not you, not Mike, me. Them. 20 bags, no problem. I think there were... how many litres was in it?
No idea. I didn't look.
Where did I put the bin bags?
In the bin.
Oh, I probably did, actually. Yeah, they live at the bottom of the bin. I think there were 25 or 35 litres. I thought, well, they're going to be a smidgen big for the bin. And when I looked at the site, I said, I didn't order that. And I looked... and the top of the ones that I wanted was red and the ones they've sent are blue. On the upside, the ice cream was all right. So I've got to live with these bin bags. Oh, Affinity Presentations. I really wonder. I don't see them doing that. I don't. I think it's one of the ones that would be a good call because you could do it in designer, but you've got no way to present it. I just wonder whether they think that market's saturated enough and that they couldn't differentiate. Now, if they wanted to differentiate on that, I've got a manifesto. Oh, the presentation manifesto of all the features that are missing out of the others. But I'm not sure that they would go that way. That's interesting, though. I'm liking that. When you say Basil, you think of Faulty Towers. Exactly, Basil the Rat. Why would you put Basil, which is a herb that you do use for cooking, in something you're about to wash in? It's nonsensical to me, but that's only me. Once you go unicorn, there's no going back. Yeah, I like your unicorn. We all like Renee's unicorn. That was pretty cool. I'd forgotten there was a unicorn on it. I don't use it for that kind of stuff, so I'd totally forgotten. So I wonder when this weather is going to break. I keep checking the app on my phone, you know the weather app. And it's as though it's just tantalising me with, yep, tomorrow. I mean, I'm looking at it now and it says 50% chance of rain tomorrow, 50% Friday, Saturday cloudy, 90% chance of rain, 80% chance.
Just rain all next week.
Yeah, it's just rain all next week because we're on holiday. But you know, I would quite enjoy that because this week's just been sticky. It's horrible. But they've also said there's a severe weather warning coming for storms. And I don't know where that is on here, because that's not what it's saying on here. So it does make a mockery of it. I've got the BBC weather app. Could have a look on there, but I can never find anything on there. It tells you the weather for the next 1 hour. Sunny intervals and a gentle breeze with a 5% chance of rain. And then there's a warning sign on it. It says warnings issued. A yellow warning of thunderstorms affecting the northwest of England. Starting at 6 p.m. on Wednesday the 16th. I can assure you it is blindingly hot out there. And ending at 1 minute to midnight tomorrow. Some places are likely to see thunderstorms later on Wednesday through to Friday, with potential for travel disruption and flooding. There you go. Probably got a weather warning on a hosepipe bam at the minute, haven't we? So it's a yellow warning, which means severe weather is possible over the next few days. So fingers crossed, eh? That would suit me nicely. There's another one for Thursday, which I'm suspecting is exactly the same thing. Yep, it's exactly the same thing. So send all your positive thinking that it does actually rain, because I'll be quite happy with that. Tomorrow's weather is supposed to be hotter than today, which don't need at all. Fingers crossed. Might have a new government by tomorrow, if Hancock gets upset by what Boris has been saying. Am I a big fan of smartwatches, or do I feel they're gimmicky? I did feel they were gimmicky, Dee, I'll be honest. When the first one was announced, we were all like quite excited over what exactly features it would have. And it was the autumn of 2014. And my mum said, you know, as we went to the Apple event, what do you think you'll get today? And I said, oh, I think there'll be the Apple Watch. So there was, and it gets down there at the end. And then she said, so when are you getting one? And I said, I don't want one. And she was like, pardon, a new Apple toy and you don't want one? I said, well, it's just health stuff. I couldn't care less about health stuff. I was young, what can I say? So that was the autumn of 2014. So the Apple Watch came out, and it didn't come out for a long time. I think it was April, May time the following year. So I wasn't bothered with it in the slightest. It was like it's for health stuff and that's it. I know you could get text on it and whatever, and think, but even so, to me, it was like, no, don't need it. And then in the summer of 2016, so almost 2 years later, I decided to get this step counter, just a cheap thing. And I was using it. And I think I'd had it about 2 weeks and I thought, I want an Apple Watch. This step counter was like life changing. I started being interested in health. I did not see that one coming. So at that point, it was August 2016. And I thought, oh, the new Apple Watch is coming out. The new Apple Watch is coming out. And in the September event, they announced an Apple Watch 2. So that was on the Tuesday, and on the Friday, I placed the order for it. I placed the order for that, and I placed an order for 2 iPhones. And the Apple Watch turned up the day of release. And these 2 phones, because I'd ordered one for Mike as well. That was the Eric Cantona fiasco, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'd got out of bed especially early to order these phones. And by the time they'd finished piddling around, you know, it slipped. And it slipped by like 3 weeks. Thing was, we'd arranged to go away for the weekend. But it wasn't a problem, because these 2 phones weren't coming for another 2 weeks. And then I got this dispatch notice on the Friday that we left, and we weren't getting back till the Monday. And I thought, this is getting a bit dicey. And I thought, no, you know, it'll take longer than that. And it was saying like 5 or 6 days. And every single morning I checked, it'd been moved forward by another day and another day. And I said to Mike in the end on the Sunday, I said, you know, there's a chance this could arrive tomorrow. And if he does, we're so screwed, because we're miles away. And obviously the doors was locked and stuff, and they wouldn't leave it with a neighbour. We managed to get back, and I think they turned up about 3 hours after we did. So we were very lucky with that. But no, I love my Apple Watch, but mainly for health. I do start things with it, and I have taken photos with it. You know, where you've got your camera, your phone propped up, and then you can take a photo. But mainly it's the health stuff on it. Beyond that, I'm not really that concerned. I have had apps on it that will allow you to record stuff. Do you listen to Audible on it?
No.
Spotify? No, I know you can do, but I've never done it.
Don't listen to anything on it.
No, I've never done it. I haven't even attached my AirPods to it. So it's literally just for the health stuff. Your post doesn't leave things with a neighbour. Oh, they do. Our posts do weird things. Depends who they are. If it's the postman from Royal Mail, yeah, he will. And he will ask us to take in things for other people. There's only 8 houses on the road. And before lockdown, you know, Mike might have been at work, but I was in all day. The couple opposite both work. The ones next door to them work. The ones next door to us work. I think just the guy with all the Halloween stuff that he puts up in August, don't ask. Does he leave the house? Or did he leave the house? I think he did. The house next door to them was empty. The house on the other side was empty, and that only leaves one on the corner. So if anybody pulls up to deliver anything and they're not in, they know to come to me because I'm always in. But what I started doing was, you know, I need to work during the day, and that means recording, and I can't have the doorbell ringing. So I MacGyvered the doorbell, was what I did. It was a dirty hack, yeah, because I didn't want one of these snazzy doorbells, the wireless ones, because we had one of those, and it worked brilliantly. Every time somebody pressed on our doorbell, it rang next doors. And when people went to next doors, it rang here. I thought Mum was going to have a seizure if that had carried on. So we went back to the original doorbell. But the thing was, where Mike lived at the flat, his doorbell was wired to the electric. And if you wanted to turn it off, you literally just turned it off like turning off a light. It was fantastic. But ours didn't do that. So I MacGyvered it, and it does now. So there's a switch on it, and you can turn that off. But they're savvy enough to know that I'm in anyway. So they'll just pop a card through and leave whatever the parcel is for somebody else in our porch, because he knows I'm in. That's been going on for ages. Anthony says, you didn't see the need for an Apple Watch. You never bothered wearing a watch. You had no intention of buying one until they released the ECG feature, and then it became useful. I'm actually thinking, I was surprised it wasn't mentioned at the last one. The blood testing thing, the diabetes cum blood sugar level testing thing, the glucose monitoring. I really think that is one of the next things. And I think that might actually be useful for people who aren't diabetic, just to know what's happening with their blood sugar levels. So I think that would be quite useful. Paul likes the ability to get delivery sent to the UPS store. That's handy. Well, I was doing that when we were out, or I just didn't want to be bothered with the door. We do have an Amazon locker around the corner called Daisy the locker. And that was fantastic. I like that. Apart from the one time it said this couldn't be delivered. And I thought, well, it's your locker. It was refused. I thought, pardon, it's a locker. How can it be refused? Turned out they'd closed for maintenance and not bothered to tell Amazon. So that was a classic. But yeah, those things are so useful. And we've got so many of them now. If you were going into work, you've actually got 2, haven't you, at work? Silk and Boffin. They've all got names, these Amazon lockers. And that's Silk because silk used to be made in Macclesfield, and Boffin because of the scientists at AstraZeneca. So 2 cool names there. And we've got Daisy. Don't ask.
I'm sure they'll be renamed.
What was
COVID
that?
COVID and vaccine.
Oh, yeah. What was that one that we went to when we went to Alverston?
It wasn't a real locker, was it?
No, it turned out not to be a real locker. It was a farce, that. But it did have a name. We went to one called Lettuce the Locker. I was literally like, I'm going to take a picture of this one. And Mike's at it. You know, it's a locker. I said, no, it's called Lettuce. I've got to have a picture of it. So, yeah, I'm with Paul. It's a good idea, that. And what you could do as well with some of these lockers, it wasn't UPS. I think it was it? It could have been. No, it wasn't Parcel Force. Parcel Line, possibly. But I don't think it was UPS. But you could actually take something to Staples. It was a concession in Staples. And they would take the parcel off you and then they would send it on. So I had to send some legal documents somewhere for Mum. It was after Dad died, so it'd be insurance related stuff. And some of this paperwork was A3 size, and I said, I can't scan A3. So I took it up there and I was explaining to them, and it was like an insurance policy. And she'd taken it out when they got married. So, when did he... 2013 he died. They got married 1956. So you can imagine this paperwork, it was like written with a quill pen. So I said, I need some copies of this in A3. So they copied it all. And then I wrapped up the originals that needed to go back and just left it with them. And then they came round and picked it up, which was way, way less expensive than having them come in and pick it up from you. So they were a good idea. Sadly, Staples went bye-bye. So now we don't have anywhere to do that. Isn't there an app for doorbells with a camera so you can see who's at the door through the watch? That sounds cool. Yes, there probably is. Ring doorbells do that. But the thing is, Ring doorbells are so common, they are like the de facto standard. People nick them. You are insured, I think, for one theft. They will send you another one. But I've got more to do than replace the doorbell. So I see if well, one, I don't want to know who's at the door. Who could it possibly be? Somebody that wants to come in and chat. I'm working, so that won't work. Somebody delivering a parcel. There's 19 messages on the door telling them where to put it. And don't bother me. You know, don't ring the doorbell. It could be somebody collecting for charity. Got my own charities. Not bothered. Again, sign on the door. Don't do that. Who else could it be? Nobody I'm bothered about. So I just don't want... I don't want to hear the doorbell. But if there's a delivery coming and I know they're coming, then I've got the CCTV cameras. So I just prop an iPad up next to me or ask the A-lady. I've got next to me an A-lady with a screen. And I just ask the A-lady, do you know, show me the front garden. And she does. And then I can see it from there. So similar kind of setup, but a little bit safer as far as I'm concerned, because the cameras are on the inside. So you can't make off with them. And that works well enough for me. Oh, Paul is going to upgrade to a new Apple Watch when they release the blood sugar monitoring feature. That is going to be a game changer, I think. A real game changer. It could be Paul at the door. Well, if it was a Mac biter, that would be totally different, wouldn't it? But, you know, Mac biters would let me know. I think that is going to be the biggest change in the watch. Maybe it'll come this year. Isn't Tim Cook diabetic? Isn't he testing it? I'm pretty sure I read that he was and he is. So it would make total sense. Didn't they have a picture of Theresa May? She had something on her. It was some kind of, you know, party frock she had on. But she had some monitoring device on her arm, like a plaster at the top of her arm. And it hooked into something else. And I just think that would be life-changing for so many people. I mean, even if you've not been registered as being diabetic, you eat stuff and your blood sugar's sky high and then it's dropping like a stone. It would be good to know the impact of what you're eating or drinking. I think that would be very, very useful. I would definitely do that. Do we all sleep and shower? I sleep in mine unless I'm charging it. But no, I don't wash or shower with it. Doing my teeth with it is enough. I've got toothpaste all over it. So no, I don't shower in it. Do you shower in yours?
No.
I know it's waterproof, but the thing is, you've then got to do that flick of the wheel to empty the speakers. And no, I don't bother with any of that. Just take it off.
I sleep with it unless I'm charging it.
That's exactly me. But I tend to charge it while I'm sat working like it late at night. So I start, you know, the morning with 100% charge. Oh, Renee was very diabetic. Insulin pump. You wish you got the blood sugar watch back then. Don't need it anymore. I guess it's going to depend as well, isn't it? I mean, don't they say you can cure it if it's type 2 but not type 1? But that's what I think, why it could have such a big impact. That's the one thing they could add that, in my opinion, would have the biggest impact. Absolutely. Imagine how creepy it would be if a map badge showed up with no warning at the door. Oh, they just want to check out the real wilding that's going on. That's all. Oh, Kim goes swimming in hers. Excellent. And Paul sleeps with his. Tracking your sleep. That's something I've never bothered doing, tracking sleep. I just work on the principle, if there's been a lot of steps, in inverted commas, while I've been sleeping in it, I've not slept well. But other times, you know, I'll look at it and there'll be like 4 hours of no movement whatsoever. And I think I must have slept well last night, but I leave it at that. Because it would then really peeve me if you had to take it off to charge it. Maybe we need two. We do have a spare, actually, don't we? We've got a Series 2 that's a spare, just on the shelf, gets charged every now and then. And if one or other of ours went, then there is this spare. Anthony has to sleep with it, usually because you've forgotten to take it off, but you don't shower with it. At least because it's waterproof, you know, if you did accidentally get in the shower, or more likely in the UK, get caught in horrific weather, then you wouldn't have a problem with it. You wouldn't show up without warning. Too much chance of a surprise going wrong. You're planning to show up with no warning. Never mind. Renee, that is bad. Renee did really well. That's one of the success stories, isn't it, with diabetics? That's why Elaine first got CCTV cameras. not 100% true, but, you know, an added benefit, isn't it? Added benefit. I think we all know who the first MacBiter to get here would be. The one who lives the nearest. The one who lives the nearest. How have we never met Jonathan in 15 years?
I don't know.
Jonathan lives about 8 miles away. And, you know, he might go wandering, you know, on one of his walks. One of his walks, he might end up here, so you never know. You never know, that might happen. When lockdown finishes, you know, always assuming that I'm still alive when that happens, given how long it's likely to rumble on, you never know. We might do a meetup. We did threaten a meetup with Jane, who lives about 45 miles away, with the dogs.
We are still going, Simon.
We are still going.
Yeah.
Yay. It is 8 miles away. You've never met. No, Dee. We have met some MacBiters. We met Damien, didn't we, in Liverpool?
We did.
Oh, that was so funny. Damien had done like a lot of talking with us online. This was about 2008. And we turned up at this event. And it was the opening of an Apple store. And it was hysterical. This guy came over. And I thought, he looks familiar. And I'm trying to think, you know, where I know him from. Mike's wandering around in a MacBite shirt, T-shirt. And he comes across and he says, oh, my God. He said, are you Mike and Elaine from MacBites? Yeah, hi. He said, I'm Hearty D. That was his handle at the time, Hearty D. Damien Hearty D. We were like, oh, my God. So we had a meet-up. Oh, and we met Dan as well, didn't we? That was hysterical.
We did.
We'd gone to an Adobe event and I'd been ribbing him and saying, we're at this event, we're going to this event. So he turns up and I'd seen pictures of him, but, you know, no pictures of me online. So he walks into the auditorium, which happened to be a theatre, movie theatre thing, cinema. And I sees him wander past me, goes up to the back. So I surreptitiously got the phone out and I said, you know, nice jacket. And he's like, where are you? Obviously, I could see him and he couldn't see me because he didn't know who he was looking for. But at this stage, he was looking around for anybody who was on a phone. So I waved up and said, hi. Then we went and had a Chinese meal together. I remember that.
That was very nice Chinese.
Oh, that was a really nice Chinese. It really was. Well, I've got an 8 o'clock, so I'm going to have to head off for my 8 o'clock. But been a blast sharing today with you. Eve of Two Show Friday tomorrow. We're almost at the end of the first week of our holiday.
We are.
Don't know how that happened. But we will be back with you then. So for the moment, it is good night from me.
Good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.